Okay, Fred. Yeah. We're just going to keep on going the way we're going. It looks like we're going the right direction.
Most have tried Alcoholics Anonymous, or AA, and rehabilitation centers many, many times, but it hasn't worked for them. Up until recently, they were drinking as many as 18 bottles a day, including toxic forms like hand sanitizer, rubbing alcohol, mouthwash, just to feed their addiction. As Dr. Turnbull would tell you, many didn't expect to live beyond a few years.
That's the Fred I know and love. Good. All right.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to have a quick listen to your chest, all right?
Yeah.
These residents are here as part of the Managed Alcohol Program, or MAP. It's a form of harm reduction. Abstinence isn't a requirement. The program has several steps. The first step is to stabilize their health, which means regular meals, showers, and sometimes medications for mental and other health issues. That all happens at the Shepherds of Good Hope homeless shelter in downtown Ottawa. That's also where they begin the drinking regime, just enough to meet their addiction needs, but not enough to become intoxicated, to get drunk. Once they're on a stable routine, they come to the Oaks, which provides them with a supportive community and encouragement to quit drinking when they feel ready. It's about meeting them where they are. Until then, they continue with their medically supervised drinking program in a regular, hourly, and highly anticipated event known as the Pour.
Morning. Thank you.
See you later.
From 7:30 in the morning until 9:30 at night, residents get 15 servings of wine with a side of tobacco if they smoke. It's brewed right here on the premises, as it's cheaper than buying in alcohol.
Yeah, we get our drink and it's good for us. For me anyways, because then I don't get the shakes after my first pour.
It's definitely not the conventional medical setting Dr. Turnbull has been used to. He's the former chief of staff of the Ottawa Hospital and a former head of the Canadian Medical Association.
Here, everybody drinks and everybody smokes. And that's not what I would prefer, but this is the lot that I've been given with, and I'm delighted to care for them. But it's on the assumption that I live in their world, and their world is I drink and I smoke.
Dr. Turnbull's eyes were open to the plight of Ottawa's vulnerable homeless when they turned up at the Ottawa Hospital's emergency department.
They would return the next day worse. And I would say, you know, look, didn't I give you a prescription? And didn't you go home? Didn't you rest and take some chicken soup? And those individuals would say, you just have no idea of what our world is like.
So he went and found out. He began treating the homeless in shelters and in the community. One of Dr. Turnbull's stories involves having to chase down a patient who, although he lost his toes to frostbite, left the hospital before he was fully healed on a mission to find alcohol. He found him shoeless, with bandages trailing around his feet, in the middle of a slushy Ottawa winter.
It's when you get too high, then you get a bit sleepy.
Stories like this motivated Dr. Turnbull, the city's shelters, the Ottawa Hospital, and University of Ottawa to come together to form Ottawa Inner City Health in 2001, a nonprofit aimed at delivering health care to the homeless. The Managed Alcohol Program is one of their flagship programs. Residents like JP, a former policeman, seem to have nothing but praise for Dr. Turnbull and the MAP team.
Oh, you can't beat this place to be looked after. No. Dr. Turnbull has been A1, the nurses, even the support staff. They're phenomenal.
Though 56, he has the demeanor and unsteadiness of someone far older. He's been an alcoholic for over 20 years and recently lost one of his toes to diabetes. He's got the shakes this morning and wonders if he'll ever be able to patch things up with his two adult daughters. But at the mention of the Oaks, he becomes more upbeat.
I feel I'm part of the community, which we could call it that. And I wouldn't want to be anywhere else right now.
The program is approaching its 20th anniversary and has drawn international attention from researchers in Australia, Scotland, and some African countries. The 2006 before and after study showed convincing results. Emergency room visits dropped by nearly 40%, and the amount of alcohol consumed dropped from 46 drinks a day to 8. The study also showed improvements in hygiene and nutrition among the patients. and police encounters also dropped by over 50%. Famously, the Ottawa police were called in 364 times to deal with just one homeless alcoholic. After he entered the MAP program, they were called out just twice.
Dr. Turnbull.
Uh-oh.
Hey,
Peter Rhodes.
Dr. Turnbull admits that having his own early challenges helped him to understand and accept without judgment this often misunderstood population.
It's allowed me to better understand people with other disabilities, mental health problems, or just straight addictions. But those are all challenges that people like dyslexia have to overcome. And these are all issues that I think the general population don't understand well enough and don't accept that these are just straight challenges that need ongoing support to bring out the best of everyone.
And what about retirement for this doctor? Not yet, it seems.
Now I'm working probably just as hard, but in something that I really find meaningful and enjoyable. I would hate to think of myself just sort of slowing down and joining a golf club. I don't see how I could do that, but I continue to learn from this community every day.
Shan Griffiths, DW, Ottawa.